This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephen.
And Derek J.
Stephen and Derek J. joining us from AnyPay.
Yeah.
AnyPay.global. And, of course, we'll catch up with what's going on with AnyPay, because there's some pretty cool, at least new features that I discovered this week about AnyPay, so we can get into that a little bit later on. Also on the way, the latest out of Venezuela. I did see a video by the Dash folks this week showing off some of the progress that they're making there in Venezuela. For listeners who aren't familiar, most of the hosts on the show are pretty big fanatics when it comes to cryptocurrency. In fact, that's what you guys do for a living. You run AnyPay.global, and that helps local businesses accept cryptocurrency. Have you guys managed to break into the Venezuelan market quite yet? How are things going there for AnyPay? Is there any action?
There are only a few people using it from time to time in Venezuela.
Where are the big hotspots for AnyPay right now?
Thailand and New Hampshire are the biggest ones. Then Nigeria is soon after.
Also, Central Europe, Germany, has a number of real places that are using it regularly.
Yeah. Excellent. I know that for listeners who are unfamiliar, you can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and that'll help you walk through the steps of getting started accepting cryptocurrencies. But like the Dash Latin America people, it seems like they're just using the normal Dash wallet. I'm not sure if they have a point of sale that they're even, utilizing there to make things smoother or easier. But they've got organization, that's for darn sure. They seem to have a lot of people on the ground there doing things, reaching out. I wasn't really blown away by the number of transactions that they were touting, given that they were claiming 600 plus businesses that were taking Dash. They were only targeting a dozen or two dozen transactions in a time. I forget what the time frame was. I don't know if it was per month or per week or something, but it wasn't I felt like we beat that in Keen.
Yeah. It looks to me so Venezuela is obviously in a pretty desperate situation. The people there, their money is failing and they need food to eat. And people who have more around the world want to use their privilege to help the people there. And help them eat, do the things that they need to be self-respecting human beings who can feed their family and keep their head up. They're victims of the government, So if people who see that in cryptocurrency are like, I'm going to send money here, and they send a lot of money there, and hopefully that will solve the problem. I don't know. I don't see it. There's a lot of people in Dash throwing money at Venezuela, and I don't know.
Yeah,
helping.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I think that that a place like Venezuela, where the currency is being hyperinflated like crazy, I think cryptocurrency, whether it's Dash or Bitcoin Cash or whatever we're talking about, I mean, obviously Bitcoin BTC is useless in a place like that because of the fees, but most of the cryptocurrencies would be very, very useful for those people because it will protect them against the ravages of hyperinflation.
You say that BTC is useless because of the fees, but I do talk to people in Venezuela regularly about what currencies they're using, and BTC is still among the most popular.
It's definitely number one, and what they use
really?
It for is they buy it, and then they hold on to it, and then later, when they need local currency, they sell it.
Mm-hmm. Just because Bitcoin BTC is more likely to kind of go up in value quicker than some of the other
cryptos? It's not going up in value necessarily. It's that it's a thing that they can buy that isn't the Bolivar.
Right.
Because it's tanking in value constantly.
And they expect a fee. If they're moving money from one place to another, or their family is sending money from Colombia, someone who has escaped, goes to Colombia, works, and then sends it back to Venezuela.
Right.
They do it through a merchant who will handle the BTC, sell it on the local market, local bitcoins there, and then give cash to the person in Venezuela.
And anything's better than the Bolivar, there's no doubt about it. But, I mean, I just sent a Bitcoin transaction today to a Bitcoin vending machine to restock because I help administer a couple of the machines here in Keene. And it cost over $7 worth of fees just to send a Bitcoin transaction. Now, it was a little larger than a typical Bitcoin as far as the number of bytes or whatever. But even the typical Bitcoin transaction like today is going to be $2 or $3. And if you're in a place like Venezuela, that's a significant chunk of your monthly earnings at this point to be able to do that, which is why it's nice to have these other cryptocurrencies out there that work just as well as far as you can send value from point A to point B with Dash or Bitcoin Cash. But it only costs a few cents at most, typically, to do those transactions. So hopefully we will see greater adoption of these alternatives in these places.
But that would be great. That's. Yeah. I think it's awesome what the people in Dash are doing in terms of educating people about the existence of another cryptocurrency. Because most of the people that I've talked to who are using this for remittance, they use the family send Bitcoin to a business, and then the family gets cash. They're using Bitcoin because there's like no local Dash. You know, there's local Bitcoins, and you can. It's the biggest one. It's the one people know, and the people who are receiving the cash. Most of the people in Venezuela, they don't know what Bitcoin is. They don't know anything about it. They're not using it.
Right.
They're just getting sent some money.
We're in an awkward phase, right, where Bitcoin is in the news constantly, or at least it seems that way to us, right, because we're more keyed into the world of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
But it is definitely getting into the news. I mean, it was on 60 Minutes. I don't know if you guys saw that. That presentation, it was like maybe 2 weeks ago. We actually played the audio here. Anderson Cooper, who used to be on CNN, a former CIA apparently agent, he was the host of what was a 13-minute long news package all about Bitcoin.
Well, he was laughing at the Bitcoin pizza guy.
I would say he was laughing with the Bitcoin pizza guy uncomfortably about losing, you know, $80 million, or not losing, but spending what ended up becoming, you know, more than $80 million worth of Bitcoin on pizzas. And obviously the guy, you know, wasn't feeling good about that later
on.
I mean,
how could he not feel good about it? Everyone should be happy. If you like Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency at all,
you should thank
him. Owe an enormous debt to this. What's his name? Laszlo.
That's true. But he learned the lesson that many people are yet to learn, that you have, even if you're an enthusiast and you want to spend all the time, you have to save money.
Yes, you've got to buy more if you can.
You have to save Bitcoins always, and whichever one you're using, save that one.
Right. Well, of course, back then, it was just this little, you know, trinket that, you know, didn't mean anything to most of the people who had acquired it. And there's plenty of people in our community, in the libertarian, liberty, voluntarist, anarchist community, who felt the same way. It was like, oh, yeah, what's this? Oh, that's kind of cool. Here, you can have it. You know, and, like, it didn't... You know, it didn't click for people, and it won't, right? Like, for most people, they're not going to catch the vision. It didn't for me. Like, I didn't catch the vision. It was Roger Ver who did. He heard us talking about it on the air on Free Talk Live. Then he saw, like, oh, my God, this could, you know, help take down the government, basically. Like, he saw that crystal clear, and he put money into it, and he did hold on to it.
Did they bring that up in the 60 Minutes interview?
Roger Ver wasn't mentioned.
No, not Roger. The replacement for state services of providing money?
There was a comment where they actually interviewed a Federal Reserve chairperson, one of the, you know, bureaucrats who runs the Fed. And they asked her, or Anderson Cooper did ask her something to the extent of, well, you know, the Bitcoin advocates say their form of money is better. And he kind of made a good summary of, like, why Bitcoin is, or cryptocurrencies are better than the government money system. And he gave her a chance to respond to that. And all she really had to say was, well, the government backs our money. I mean, she really had nothing else besides, well, FDIC, government, people trust us.
Good.
You know,
good.
That's all she had. She had no argument whatsoever. And they only really gave her just a short moment. So it really, you could look at the package as mostly in favor of crypto, at the very least not, right, like, particularly
in favor
nasty.
Of crypto or in favor of BTC?
they were talking about, I mean, obviously the history of Bitcoin, but I think they mentioned cryptocurrencies quite a few times.
Okay.
Just sort of generally during
that.
Interesting. Yeah, it was a good piece by the mainstream media. 60 minutes. You know, that's a big deal. 855, 450 free. We can talk about Venezuela and what's going on and how life is getting more difficult even for criminals there. Coming up.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mutt. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mutt. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here if you want. And bring up anything, though we've got the latest from Venezuela on the way, the absolutely dire, horrible situation that those people, millions of them, are living in. As we speak in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Derek J.
And Steven Zeiler.
And you guys are from AnyPay, as I mentioned earlier. It is the place for local business owners to go to get set up wherever you are on the planet. How many currencies do you guys support? Not crypto, but like the fiat
168.
I didn't even know there were that many currencies in
the
world.
Isn't that surprising? We wanted to support all of
them. The question is, will there be more or less in the future?
Yeah.
Hopefully fewer fiat currencies. I'd love to see those die out. Because cryptocurrency is awesome. And
I'd like to see more, because like, what if there's a Virginia currency and a Utah currency? And
but fiat?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, why... You know, why advocate for more of those?
It's
not
fun.
Helping people.
I would rather have a California bill than a D.C. bill.
I'd rather have, like, an Apple bill or
like
a Disney currency stuff, you know.
Disney has that. They've got, like, Disney bucks or something. You can spend them.
We don't support Disney bucks yet.
Nah,
we've got
not yet.
So we've got work to do.
Well, the only problem is you could only do that at Disneyland, and that's, you know, what a private currency does. It's like a coupon.
You know, AnyPay is used at an amusement park in Germany.
In
like
Austria.
In Vienna.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That newish? Like, when did that start?
They didn't tell us anything about it. They just started up using it, you know, as anyone can. You know, so
how'd you find out?
I started seeing some of these invoices. I was like, what's going on?
And they put in their email address and we looked it up.
They added themselves to the map.
Okay.
So you can add yourself to the map. This app says, you know, do you want people to be able to find you if they want to use cryptocurrency?
When you're setting up your business.
Yeah, and it's like a restaurant in an amusement park.
Huh. Wow. Well, if you ever go to Germany, you'll know where to go.
Yeah, can't wait.
Right.
We have to go.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Well, and earlier today, a guy who rents boats in Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
Got set up with AnyPay. Now,
awesome.
He's been saying he accepts, on the highway, he has this sign that says, I accept Bitcoin and Litecoin.
Yeah.
He says no one ever driving by pulls over.
Well, I mean, it's like I was saying earlier, we're still in the early days of this. I mean, I understand, you know, people want things to go faster, and I think we all would love to see adoption all of a sudden shoot up. And maybe at some point we'll hit whatever point of, you know, saturation where, you know, the adoption curve starts to really go northbound. And I don't know how long that's going to be. Nobody really does.
We will. Derek's mother the other day bought like a hotel and plane tickets with Bitcoin.
Her first time?
Yeah. Can you believe
all
it?
All on her own.
I did not coach her through this. She called me and told me that she had just booked a resort with Bitcoin.
So wait, she already had Bitcoin that you'd given her or something? Or like where did she?
Yeah, she's had Bitcoin.
So she's been holding on to it? That's
cool. she's been using Bitcoin with me holding her hand for years.
Right.
But now
she did it all by herself.
She just booked it. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she was really proud. I mean, she's in her 60s.
Yeah.
Most people listening to this, I don't know. But
well, one of the first companies in Keene that I think you might have even helped set up, Roberta down at Corner News.
Yeah.
She, a couple years ago, or like a year or two ago, she told me that she did her whole vacation with cryptocurrency. She, like, bought her hotel and, you know, and I forget which website she went to, but, you know, spent her crypto on her vacation, and it was like this... Crypto made her vacation possible.
It
you know?
Feels really good.
Yeah.
And also about these people who want crypto customers, or maybe you're out there and you would accept Bitcoin, but people aren't coming to you asking to use it. This guy had a big sign on the side of the road. No one ever stopped. Mm. But if his business is on the map that says, oh, we take Bitcoin, then people will go to you. They will find
you. Become a destination.
Yeah, you become a destination. Right. Exactly.
And the map looks good. How can people go and
AnyPayMap.com.
Now, why did you decide to register a separate... I just noticed you did this recently, because it used to be... It still is, I think, map.anypay.global.
What a mouthful.
He thinks the dots are too much.
Yeah,
he thinks
isn't
you could be right.
.com
is the only
global?
Way.
Are you kidding? That's not real.
People don't even know that .global
is
an internet website.
Like, our website is AnyPay.global.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who wants to go to that? I don't even want to go to that. AnyPayMap.com is where you can see the map of all the places.
No, you're right. With all the weird, unusual domain names now that they have, the TLDs as they call them, the dot whatevers, it would be interesting to see, like, polling results to see how many people recognize those things as websites like we do, but we're internet people. Like, when you're putting that on an advertisement, on a television commercial, what percentage of the TV audience, you know, knows that edge.app or anypay.global or, you know, one of these unusual dot...
Everyone will know eventually.
I think it's totally lost right now. It's lost
in
the fuzz.
I wonder about that.
Yeah.
.io.
It's just a way for these registrars or whatever to make an extra buck. Yeah, they're like, well, yeah, we'll sell you that nice juicy domain.
Well, .cash is pretty fun.
Yeah, .cash is cool.
I mean, there's some that I really like. I mean, forkfest.party, that's a cool domain.
Yeah,
that's a cool domain.
.party.
You know, that forkfest.party, people like it, and I think they understand to go to it, and it's good.
Well, I mean, but again, Forkfest is likely going to appeal to somebody who has some understanding of the internet, because this is an internet migration. You know, the reason why the three of us are here in New Hampshire is because of the migration of Liberty people that has been coming here for well over a decade now. I mean, you kind of had to be keyed into the internet in the first place to even hear about this. So we're still marketing mostly to, I would say, well-connected internet people.
For me, it was YouTube videos of Porkfest,
mm-hmm.
and people giving talks at very early Porkfests, and that going on the internet, and I found out.
Didn't you meet him at Porkfest?
I did meet him at Porkfest many years later.
Porkfest, not Forkfest.
What did I say? Porkfest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, the New Hampshire Freedom Festival.
And it worked out. That's one of the best things that's ever
come out.
You could say that, yeah.
It's one of the best things that's come out of that.
We're a good partnership.
We got Sarah on the line here. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
So I just want to bring up again that, you know, I think New Mexico, our state, will be running a lot better if we had, like, full-time salaried and full-time, you know, extended, you know, representatives in our state.
Oh, you want them to work constantly? Because New Mexico has a limited period of time. Is it once every 2 years in New Mexico? Do you know? Sarah?
So, I think we are the one with the least amount of sessions, like 1 month, 1 year, and that's financial.
So you want them in there making laws all the time.
Well, she's right. The state, Sarah, you're totally right. The state would work more and better if they were paid more. The thing is that, actually, the state is bad, and we're going to bankrupt it so that they don't work at all.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about, Sarah, is that
we don't want your state,
and we're going to bankrupt it. We're going to remove its source of funding and control, and it's going to lose the rest of its tiny bit of legitimacy that it has, and you're going to have to find a new hobby.
Name other states who has a one-month session 1 year and two-month session the next year.
Yeah, see, Sarah, we're almost there already. We are winning so hard with your state. Look,
it'll be so easy to squish it out of existence.
It's basically done. It's over, Sarah. You might as well just forget about it, the state. In New Mexico, we've won. The battles that you didn't even know.
We haven't figured it out yet.
There's been a battle going on to destroy the state of New Mexico, and we're winning, and it's almost over. So might as well forget about it.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. She didn't know what to say to that. That was awesome. 855-450-3733. Somebody clip that on Twitch. That's pretty good. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the tornadoes that tore through the Buckeye State Tuesday night left behind devastating damage. DeWine toured some of the hardest areas hit, and the Red Cross is providing assistance to families in need. John Barber shares with Fox News his experience.
The house was shaking. It went on, seems like forever, but probably 10, 15 seconds. and it was over with.
After a second arraignment in New York for the day, former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, pleads 100% not guilty to each of the counts against him. Outside of the court, he made a short statement to reporters.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got Venezuela to talk about on the way here tonight. What's life like? Because we talked a lot about Venezuela over the last several years here on Free Talk Live and, you know, read many news story about how difficult life can be for the folks that are trying to live there and losing weight along with, you know, not being able to get the food that they need or like basic medicines and things like that. But what's life like for the criminals in Venezuela, the people who live off of the efforts of others by robbing them and things like that? There's an interesting story that the AP put together about that. We'll share it with you. Coming up here, it's Ian, Stephen, and Derek in the studio tonight. And also, I did mention in just the last segment, Forkfest. It's coming up. In fact, 3 weeks from today, it'll be over. So it's going to be here quickly. We want you to join us. We were just talking off the air a few moments ago about what AnyPay's got cooking up for Forkfest coming up here in just a few weeks. You guys are going to be doing a, would it be best to call it a rave tent?
It's a lounge.
A lounge, okay.
Okay. It's got super cool, chill house music, deep house, all day.
Not every day. I saw a schedule showing, like, trance, maybe?
Yeah, well, at night, for a couple of hours, okay, there's special music
where
I'm DJing.
Day.
Otherwise, it's just all day, really nice, chill place.
Wow,
it's
cool.
It's a huge geodesic dome. It's going to have, like, couches and stuff where you can chill out and chat. And it's like a salon for discussing ideas.
So cool.
Forum at forkfest.party has a post by Steven several months ago that explains capital interest music lounge
right
at Forkfest 2019. Relax, discuss, indulge in excellent music, and occasionally dance.
Right. And so trance night, it's going to be cool. I've been putting together some what I consider to be trance, so we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how that overlaps with your, excellent trance taste.
ForkFest, you could go because why not? It's free. All you have to do is pay for your campsite, and then you can even share your campsite with other people if you
Frankly,
want.
Frankly, you probably don't even have to do that.
Well, I mean...
but you should.
There is a $5 a day fee the campground would like you to pay if you're just going to be kind of hanging out, and I think that's more than reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, because, you know, somebody's got to clean the bathrooms.
Yeah, and if you don't want to do that, there are hotels nearby.
That's true. There's the Cabot that's just down the street, yeah. Which is pretty nice. In fact, I just talked to the owner of the restaurant inside the Cabot.
Old Bostonian?
Today, the old Bostonian. And she is still open, so that's good, because, you know, restaurants, if they make it past a year, it's a good sign, right? Like, most of them don't.
Yeah.
And so she's still open, but nobody had spent cryptocurrency in the last year. So as soon as ForkFest and PorkFest were over last year, none of the North Country Liberty crypto people had gone there. So now there's a North Country crypto group, and I happen to be in it.
Right.
And so I said to them today, I was like, hey, did you guys know that you could actually spend your cryptocurrency? Because they've been having meetings
and
now.
And did they know?
They didn't.
Oh, of course. Like, they got to move their
meeting. Plus they get cash back with AnyPay.
Right.
Well, with Dash and Bitcoin Cash.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I think she's actually willing to take Doge and Zcash as well. So.
All right.
So she's one of the more accepting.
I'm totally bringing Doge.
Yeah. So she's so super cool. She's super excited. So, like, local businesses are excited to, you know, have us there, and it's going to be a good time. You can go to forkfest.party, and that is a website, forkfest.party. That's where you can link over to the forum and the Telegram chat room, which now has, like, almost 80 people in the Telegram chat. It's super busy. There's people talking about, like, putting together a potluck dinner, I think, now, and there's...
it's so great.
Yeah.
There's so much spontaneous order
there's
happening.
There's a calendar that's being put together, and there's talk about, you know, like, how can we decentralize the calendar and make it so, you know, more people can access it.
It is so cool what is happening with this.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there June 13th through the 18th. It's coming up fast. Still plenty of time. Still plenty of space. We're not going to sell out the campground. It's only year number 3. But I suspect it's going to be bigger this year than it was last year, and it was certainly bigger in year 2 than it was in year number 1. So it's gonna be good.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to forkfest.party, and we will look forward to seeing you there. We'll be broadcasting from the event. So let's continue here, or get into this story about what's going on in Venezuela. The AP piece here shows a photograph of a man in a hoodie, and he's got like a black mask or dark blue mask over his face. In his hand, he has a revolver. And very, you know, dark-skinned Latin gentleman.
Is this like a stock photo or a real photo of a criminal?
No, this is a photo of El Negrito, who is the person with whom they interviewed, 24-year-old, says he's lost track of his murder count and is going to tell us about what life is like as a terrible criminal in a very poor place, which is being racked by bad economic policies by the government. But in the, you know, he's obviously not doing particularly well for himself, or at the very least, if he has any money, he's not showing it. He's in a sort of a ramshackle looking, it looks like a shack. It you know, doesn't have anything like on the walls. There's just like a stool and a bed, and him sitting on the bed. And that's it.
That's actually luxurious for Venezuela.
For Caracas. You've never been there, have you?
No, I've never been there.
Okay. Me neither, thank goodness. It's not a place that people who don't want to get robbed shouldn't go, because it's pretty dangerous from what I understand on the streets there. People are desperate, and in desperate times,
I don't know.
Do desperate things.
I do hear these news stories, but then I hear conflicting reports also from people on the ground.
Well, RT says it's just great there. The food's all over the place,
well,
no
not
problem.
Just that. Well, okay, fine.
Prices are probably pretty low.
You know, that's going to be pretty biased, but there's one guy who's real into AnyPay, and he used to go around Europe trying to set up businesses. He's in Caracas now, and he's saying the people are so friendly, he can get
so bad,
taxi rides. Yeah, it's not like he's saying they're suffering.
Well, the feared street gangster El Negrito sleeps with a pistol under his pillow and says he's lost track of his murder count. But despite his hardened demeanor, he's quick to gripe about how Venezuela's failing economy is cutting into his profits. Firing a gun has become a luxury. Bullets are expensive now at $1 a piece. And with less cash circulating on the street, he says robberies just don't pay like they used to. For the 24-year-old, that has all given way to simple fact. Even for Venezuelan criminals, it's become harder to get by. He says, if you empty your clip, you're shooting off $15, said El Negrito, who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition that he be identified only by his street name. And, you know, isn't it interesting how the media is able to find these criminals?
This is so odd. You know, the media lies so much that it's impossible to believe this story.
You don't think, you don't buy it?
It follows logic, though. I mean, as a predator or as like a pest, what's the term? You need a host. You know,
a tick.
A parasite.
A parasite. Yeah. You need a healthy host in order to profit.
Right. You don't want to suck blood that's infected.
Yeah. So if you're sitting there sucking the blood of someone who's dying, like the Venezuelan economy, then you're not doing so hot.
No, it makes sense, and that's why it's a credible story. But it makes more, like, to me, it seems like it would just be easier for them to make up the story. Everyone would say, oh, this makes sense. And there probably is a guy like this. You know, this is probably representative of a number of people. But, you know.
But it's not uncommon when you look at news media finding, like, a criminal to interview. They can do it, and the police can't, right? Like, if this guy is real. And there are stories where they have definitely, like, media has found certain wanted criminals, and they've been able to interview them while the police have been completely unsuccessful at doing it. So, for some reason...
Well, because they're probably megalomaniacal.
And they want the attention.
Yeah.
So, he says so he said he wanted to only be identified by his street name, El Negrito, and photographed wearing a hoodie and face mask to avoid attracting unwelcomed attention. He said, you lose your pistol, or if the police take it, you're throwing away $800. In something of an unexpected silver lining, says EAP, to the country's all-consuming economic crunch, experts say armed assaults and killings are plummeting in one of the world's most violent nations. At the Venezuelan Observatory of Violence, a Caracas-based nonprofit, researchers estimate homicides have plunged up to 20% over the last 3 years.
Wow.
Based on tallies from media clippings and sources at local morgues. So maybe you're right. Maybe things are getting a little safer for whatever reason. Maybe the criminals are just so ill. You know, they're so malnourished. They can't even get out in the streets. They can't fight anybody.
You're talking about the state?
The normal criminals. The ones that don't have an army backing them. We'll continue here. Because the state criminals, the state-run criminals, they're still pretty well-fed. Like Nicolas Maduro, the president there, he's got a few pounds on him. He's doing all right. He could skip a few
meals. He's a fatty. That's what he's eating so many.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Venezuela and how just absolutely bad things are, even for the criminals. Not the government criminals, but the other criminals, you know, the ones that don't have any legitimacy. And I don't know how much legitimacy even the government goons have there in Venezuela these days. I'm sure a lot of people are pretty tired of the scam currency that they are operating, the Venezuelan Bolivar and the Petro, which, from what we can tell, doesn't actually exist in any meaningful shape or form. You can't really get it.
No, but Maduro said that they raised $5 billion the first day. It's more than any ICO.
Yeah, he's lying.
No publicly verifiable blockchain. You can't even show it.
You can't get it. We've looked and we've tried and we've, you know, Chris Reitman put the wallet on his phone, which is like a scary thing to do, to put a government wallet on your device, but he did it and he couldn't do anything with it. It's impossible. Doesn't exist. So, you can bring up whatever you want here. We'll get deeper into Venezuela if we get the chance. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
It was 5 years ago today, 28 May 2014, when the cops threw a flash grenade into a playpen where a little boy was sleeping.
Oh, I remember that story. Did the baby die from that, or did it just get severe burns?
No, he got severe burns. He's going to be suffering terribly for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life, yeah, sure.
And another reason why you should teach your children to hate cops, because not just all the cops that were participating in that attack, they're all the police forces of a hostile government.
I don't think that helps, honestly, and I understand why people hate, I understand why they're angry. That is a very awful situation for anybody to be involved with, especially the parents and the child itself. I mean, it's terrifying what happened there, but I don't think hate is going to heal the world's problems. I don't think that it's going to persuade. I don't think that it's going to help. But I, you know, again, I understand why people feel that way. It's the natural human response is to respond with anger when confronted with horrors like that.
It's just more proof that no human being will ever be safe until the last cop is dead. Let God sort them out.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's harsh.
Tom from New Hampshire.
Yep, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's on the line here. Are you there, Bad Slave, on Discord?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
We have you. You're on with Ian, Derek, and Stephen. Go ahead.
Good to speak with both of you. And Stephen, I want to give you kudos for a wonderful comeback for Sarah.
Best part of the show tonight. Oh, I don't think we can top it.
I just can't stand Sarah. I wish Ian would ban her. Now, like, maybe I can get him to make her pay to call in or something.
I want her to just quit calling because she's so frustrated. That's what I'd like to have happen.
Well, but you guys, it's important to feel strongly about what you hear on talk radio, right? Like, if you hate Sarah, then you have a strong feeling. That means you're paying attention. You care about what it is that's coming out of the speaker. It's having an effect on you. Even if it's one that you don't feel good about, it's having an effect.
I actually don't hate anyone.
That's good.
That's a completely wasted emotion.
I agree. It's not productive because hate never hurts the person.
Anybody that claims it of others is likely mistaken. But anyway, she's so wrong. I mean, you know,
she's on welfare. I mean, she was raised to believe in the government. The government has taken care of her for her entire life. She's in her 50s or 60s or some early 60s, maybe late 50s or something.
She's like another species of creature. She doesn't even belong in our category.
Well, that's why we live in New Hampshire.
What's scary is she is the same species of creature, and it's a warning to the rest of us of what happens when you change the conditions.
Sure,
right.
You could have been her.
It could have been me. It could have been any of us. And any of us could have been Nazi collaborators or
any of
this.
It's the Stanford prison experiment, except with welfare. Mm-hmm. It's what happens to a person when you give them everything.
I just can't accept that there's no way she can't put it together to do some basic job, you know.
She could. I mean, the claim that she's got bipolar or whatever, and that's because I've asked her about this before in the past. Like, well, Sarah, you can dial a phone and talk to us, so obviously you could do, like, a customer
service
job.
But she is doing a job. Look, there are people out there who want to pay for people to do nothing and call into talk radio all the time. They're like, they feel good about paying for welfare. So she's doing that job for them.
That's true. They get a psychic benefit.
Yeah, she's got a salary, you know? She's working hard.
But anyway, I think that we should come up with something like what Steve said every time she calls in, and just put it back on her and own it. I mean, you know, otherwise we're heading towards Venezuela, just as we see in South America.
That's definitely true. I mean, the government has a huge amount of influence over people and what they think and what they believe, and the media, you know, the government schools are who educates the people who end up creating the news media. And of course, they all look at the government as this expert group of people, these leaders. They call them leaders constantly. The attitude of the media towards them is very deferential, very worshipful. It's very rare that you'll see them questioning the states. You know, they may not like one politician or another, but they never question the fundamental premises of the state. So, you know, these are part of the things that we're trying to do. We're the counterbalance, and we're not a very heavy one. You know, we're only on 200 radio stations, and all the great websites out there, libertarian media, is not very large.
We're getting heavier and heavier, though.
Surely there are tons of people out there just like her who may even be listening in. And I think the best message for them to hear is that the state is done. It's over. Forget about it. Because they're not hearing that. And it's true.
They probably don't even understand it when you say it. The state. What do you mean? The ground? The trees? You know, like, people don't understand. Like, the word the state can mean a different thing. Like, to us, it means something very specific. The state is this idea that it's somehow okay to use violence against our neighbors and in some sort of an organizational, you know, institutionalized system. It's insane to us. To them, it's like, oh, I love the state of New Hampshire. It's pretty. Look at the rocks and the trees. It's beautiful. What do you mean you don't like the state?
And the actual truth of it is that the you know, I've renamed the state the Destructobot because that's what they are.
They do act very robotic at times, don't they? And thank you for
they're
the call.
Robotic, and they destroy. Yep, I mean, there is only destruction for them to produce whatever they do.
Oh, but no, they can point to
nothing else.
Oh, they can point to the people that get welfare checks. See, that's not destructing. They're helping people get health care and
it's destroying
school lunches.
It's destroying the capacity of those people to actually enter the commerce.
The productive economy. Yeah,
very
totally
well
agree.
Said.
Totally agree. Thank you, Bad Slave. Good call.
Great commentary.
Appreciate
bad Slave. And
bad.
I like Destructobot. Yeah, he is a bad slave. Destructobot is a good term. I'm looking for a new term because you bring up that, you know, definitions are important. The words we use matter. And when you say the state, it means two different things to different people. So we got to get on the same page about what we're talking about.
Right.
And everyone can be against Destructobot. So that's a step in the right direction.
Well, a Destructobot has its place if we're not talking about the state. Like, do you ever see the BattleBots show where they like put robots in an arena and have them try to
one
destroy
has a saw
them?
And one has like
that's
a hammer.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
like, that's
a
great
kind
show.
Of Destructobot,
that's
really good show.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah wasn't talking about the state as we know, just like enforcers and all of this. She was specifically talking about the legislature.
The legislatures.
And
yeah.
That point. I want to say those guys are going. They're going away because and at one point they were the best technology we had for organizing, you know, a larger group of people because there wasn't.
You think?
Yeah. Well, they were.
You don't think it was always a bad idea?
Well, okay. Groups of people physically coming together in a central location to, you know, to try to coordinate themselves. That was necessary, more necessary than now because of telecommunications.
Okay, but even back then. Was it really necessary, or was it just an excuse for the people who wanted to control others?
Yeah, no, they were always busybody type.
Well, the state, yeah, but like other groups of people getting together physically and like having meetings is no longer as necessary.
That's true.
Right, and people can communicate broadly to as many people as they want, like we're doing right now.
It's true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and we can do those things and develop those things much faster than the state can do anything, because it's the state. It's, you know, it stays as is. Doesn't change much. More coming up here, and that's another definition of the state, like the state of the art. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.